This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You ain't gonna believe this. I haven't ate ribs in a long time. We used to say,
"You're right." I don't believe this.
I haven't eaten ribs in a grip. We used to say that. Did you say that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What is
a? Just ate a gank of ribs.
Can I ask you guys something? What is skibbity?
Okay,
I had this conversation last night with my.
What the hell is skibbity?
Until earlier this week, I'd never heard this.
They say skibbity. We had Jonah's birthday party. He's six, right? And the cousins was over and everything. And it's skibbity this and skibbity that. I didn't say anything. I just kept it in the back of my mind. And then yesterday at the TV station, somebody was saying that they said the kids say skibbity now. And I'm going, what does that mean? What does it mean? Like, I knew what, like, Axel yesterday tried to tell me what crash out was. And I said, son, I know what a crash out is. Stop it.
You're like the walking embodiment of a crash out.
I have a crash out every Monday after a Browns game, mostly. I had 14 crash outs last year. I had a crash out yesterday morning at one point. So I get that. What's the skibbity?
So even us asking this question, does it just make us seem more out of touch and older?
Yes.
But I also think if we started using these terms.
Us also hasn't seen his ribs in a long time. Okay. Hey-o.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, good jokes are good jokes. That was a funny fat joke.
If we started using these terms.
Crawford County's got jokes.
I think that's even worse. I think you seem more out of touch when you don't know the terms. You try to do a crash course. You use the terms to try to relate.
Yeah.
Then you seem even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. So I can't use skibbity in everyday conversation. If I say glow up on the radio, things like that, do they still say Stan? You're a Stan for something?
Oh, the flowers.
Who's
the
they?
Giving of the flowers.
The flowers, no. I'm never going to tell some... If I'm saying it, I'm being extremely sarcastic.
So you're saying terms that I think 20-somethings are saying.
Are they still saying to give people their flowers?
Is terms that are, like, I don't hear my kids saying give people their flowers and things like that, but I hear skibbity, Ohio, and Riz. And my son yesterday came home and said that he got like 4 or 5 different girls to ask him to sign their yearbook. He was like, my Riz is. My aura is at an all-time high, right? Like, I'm not even saying it correct, but aura and Riz are two things definitely happen in my
language,
house.
Language evolves.
It evolves
over time, and, you know, the older people don't get to pick how it works out. It's always going to be the younger people moving language along. I mean, when I was young, really young, I mean, the 80s, rad and gnarly. Like those things
those
were
aren't fun.
Those things were all, but they were being used. They were 100% being
terrible,
used
though.
By everybody.
That movie Rad was pretty good.
But that's what I mean. It's always going to be terrible to the next group or the previous group.
I just want to know what skibbity means. I'm not going to hate him for it.
It's just an adjective, right?
I didn't say I thought it was stupid. I don't think it's stupid. It sounds funny to me. But I don't know the other ones. What was some we used to say? Oh my God, we used to say tizzy. Like something was tizzy tight, and my dad used to make fun of me day in and day out for tizzy. Thought it was the dumbest thing he ever heard in his life. And you know what? Looking back on it, dear old dad was right.
I mean, there were some really dumb ones, like all that in a bag of chips.
That's really dumb. That's dumb.
I still say that every day.
No, you don't.
I do.
Also,
and then he gets a bag of chips.
I do.
You want to hear a dumb idea?
Of course.
Hit it!
Oh, wait. I'm not ready.
Whoops-a-daisy.
The more I think about it, the more I think the NFL should be in that business. They don't want teams to tank. They don't want teams to lose. If nothing else, if the NFL were able to implement a lottery system, they'd have one more night of ratings because they're doing shows for everything else. We're getting a schedule show on ESPN tomorrow. Schedule shows popular. Draft shows. Draft preview shows. I can't believe there's not minicamp and OTA shows already. So why would there not be a draft lottery show that would rate huge? Can you imagine a year where there's a top quarterback prospect of the year that Arch Manning comes out? A half-hour special primetime NFL draft lottery? Like, come on. It's a home run.
I was warned not to say this. Audio courtesy of ESPN, I'm guessing. I was warned not to say this years ago. I think that Adam Schefter, I don't got anything against him. I think he's more of a PR outreach for the NFL. I remember the first time I said that, somebody's like, you better not say that, Ken. Just, I want you to know. Like, okay.
I mean, it's worked out for him. Yeah. How could he be ashamed of it?
Yeah, they got nothing against him or his money or whatever. But if Adam Schefter's saying it, that means they're definitely thinking about it, right?
Oh, wow.
I think this is a terrible idea.
Wow, you're right.
This is an awful
idea. Let's parse this, because he's right. It's a great idea for them to make money, and that's all the NFL does care about. So I understand that point of view entirely. If they get another night of people tuning in, yeah. I mean, they could sell that. That one event is worth probably just as valuable as an NFL game.
It is. If you wanted to, okay, how would you do it, though? If you wanted to do number one overall, maybe, but I don't want it the way the NBA has it now. The NBA way right now is not fun. As a person who's taken advantage of it.
Oh, it's the reason we have a championship.
Like, I don't think I would want to do it this way. So I think it's just fine the way it is. I understand that you could get another night of ratings and it would be a major moneymaker for them. But I think about everything else. Like, if you don't get that number one pick, or if... could you imagine if the Jets get a number one pick, what people are going to be saying? Well, New York market. Could you imagine what happens if the Chargers or the Rams, the Rams especially, get a number? Remember, Stan Kroenke is the one who started this whole thing about going to L.A. Stan Kroenke gets the number one overall choice. We already say it in the NBA. Half the people, most of the people, think the thing's rigged anymore. You can't have that in the NFL, a league that's constantly fighting accusations of rigging. Constantly. It goes out of its way. Guys, when they go on the road to Vegas, the Browns play the Raiders again in Vegas this year. When they go to Vegas, like, you can't walk through a casino there. If you're wearing Brown stuff, you ain't walking through no casino. And it's the same thing with every team, because they are psychotic about it. They do not want any. That's why they fine and suspend Calvin Ridley for a year, because they don't want anybody even thinking that their league isn't on the up and up. They fight that constantly. And if you have a lotto, you've just welcomed in the conspiracy. You've opened your door and welcomed it in. Unless a mid to small market team wins it every year. But you can't even say that, because Green Bay's had good quarterback luck for 40 years, for crying out loud. If all of a sudden they have a crash out with Jordan Love and get the number one overall pick, and they got like Arch Manning in 2027 or something like that, people will be freaking out. You can't do that.
But you think,
cannot do that.
But you're acting as if conspiracy is a bad thing for something like the NFL.
I think it's a terrible thing.
It seems to me that anything to get people talking about their brand and every team and the commissioner and what's at stake, like, they love that stuff that drives conversation. And the NFL feeds off of that.
I disagree. I think they're in the business of wanting people to have the right conversations about them now. They can afford, like, there's plenty of entities. Hey, as long as you're talking about my sport, we'll figure it out from there. The NFL, they want to have the right conversation. And if they can't have the right conversation, they're going to do everything they can to have the right conversation. And I understand, like, from an NFL standpoint, you do not want to be getting to December. And I don't have the Browns schedule in front of me, so I guess Andy Baskin wins that argument once and for all. But you get to those December games, and I got hardcore Browns fans, guys with Browns tattoos, guys who have Browns cars and trucks and SUVs and all the other things, and it's a time-honored tradition going, yeah, man, I'm gonna put up Christmas decorations. I don't know if I'm going to – I might have it on the background, but I'm not going to pay attention. They don't like that. But I don't think a lottery is going to fix that, because then if you don't win the lottery as the number one pick – if you had a number one pick, if you would have got the number one pick over the normal system, if you don't win the lottery, well, then you're taking it away from me again. What makes the NFL so great is that we are all believing, whether it's true or not, that you have an entity that in any market, you have a fair shot. As long as you have the right people running things, you do it the right way, you're going to have a fair shot. I do not believe a lottery is the answer.
So
for this.
I don't think the NBA even needs a lottery anymore.
They need an
and I don't think the lottery has done what it had originally set out to do, because teams seem to be tanking just as much now as they had previously in the NBA. So it has not de-incentivized the tanking element. And in the NFL, teams tank like crazy. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that in Cleveland.
I understand.
We've seen, I know, again, players are never tanking. I get that. The teams are. The organizations know how to lose games by which personnel they put on the field. And it's really not that hard. Like, they figured out, like, I saw yesterday there was a spat with somebody that covers the NFL, and he was blasting the NBA over their systems and why the NFL is so popular. And he used the draft as one of those reasons. I'm like, has no reason. That has nothing to do with why the NFL is popular. The NFL is popular because they play so few games. People love the sport. They love the physicality of it. They love all the elements of it. That's nothing to do with their draft setup. But with that said, like, the NFL has just as many teams tanking as the NBA, do they not?
Yes, but...
Only one way to get better. There's only one true way, well, at least the way these teams think, is have the best shot you have in the draft and have as many shots in the draft as you have.
I think there's a couple of teams that might quote-unquote tank it out. I think a lot more teams are trying than what we think. Maybe that thought will change and we need to reevaluate this over time.
Like, I think they all start out the season. Most of them start out the season by trying. But, like, once you lose your quarterback or you lose any real chance to make a run, and teams know by the organizations know by probably week 10 or 11 whether or not their team has a legitimate shot. And then we see it by their rosters and who they start at quarterback and when they go young. They know that those teams lose games, and that's exactly what they do, because they know you're not going to build through free agency in the NFL.
No.
You can steal a player here or there in trades. But in the end, it's a draft. If you don't draft well, you don't have much of a shot.
But what they've made it out to be is that if you have, and this year's draft wasn't the best example because it wasn't quarterback heavy, and you had Travis Hunter as a tremendous star, but it wasn't as star-driven as some of the other ones. I think that in most drafts, you are selling hope all offseason long. And you're selling hope from halfway through the year on. And I think you take some of that away, because then it becomes a guessing game. Then it becomes ping pong balls and a hopper. And I don't think it's necessary. And I think it adds way too many questions to the product that the NFL has. Did Shador move up the depth chart to you, Tone?
No. Should he have?
Does it still matter that he's a fifth round pick, or does that not matter anymore?
I love that question.
Okay. You want to bring it up with Mary Kay?
Yes.
Let's bring it up with Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com as we released the 2025 NFL schedule yesterday. Mary Kay Cabot and definitely some Canadian geese behind her. Hello, Mary Kay.
That actually was some Canadian geese behind, or some kind of geese flying past me here. You're very right about that.
They are something.
Sorry about that.
You're fine.
It's a long, long story that I will tell you sometime. But you're asking if Shador moved up the depth chart? I'm going to say no on that. No, he did not. He had a nice rookie mini camp, but so did Dylan Gabriel. I thought they finished the rookie mini camp fairly even. Mm. I thought that Shador did some nice things. His footwork looked good. The ball came out well. For the most part, it went to the right place. Dylan, same thing. Good spin, good arm strength, good revolution on the ball. Operated well, made good decisions. He did have a pass picked off and another one that went off the hands of, I think it was Harold Fannin, that was later picked off on the day that might have even happened when we weren't there. But we did see Carson pick off the one in the red zone drill. But I don't think you can score one of these guys ahead of the other after that rookie minicamp. First of all, we don't know what they're being asked to do. We don't know what they're being told to do. And there are a lot of things that are going into these drills, including installation and trying to get people in the right spots and just the whole mechanics and the operation of everything. And I thought Dylan did a fabulous job with all of that. And then Shador, he made a few maybe more wow plays than Dylan did. But operationally speaking, I thought Dylan played a really nice, clean couple of days. And that's also vitally, vitally important in this competition. So I can't score one of them ahead.
Do you believe, as we get ready for OTAs and mixing in the veterans, that the labels of the fifth round and the third round still matter to the quarterbacks?
They don't matter to the quarterbacks. They don't matter to the
receivers. Or to the team. To the team, I should say. No. I apologize. I was trying to hold back a sneeze.
No, it doesn't matter where they were drafted. None of that stuff matters. But what that tells us is how they felt about Dylan Gabriel over how they felt about Shador Sanders. So it's not the fact that they picked them third round, fifth round. It's the fact that they went after Dylan hard and knew that they were going to get him in the third round, and that was their strategy heading into the draft, and that they passed on Shador six times, and that they would have been perfectly happy coming out of that weekend without him. They wouldn't have been perfectly happy coming out of that draft weekend without Dylan Gabriel. So I think that's how you have to look at it, not where they were drafted, but why and how they were drafted.
Mary Kay, as usual, when it comes to rookies, draft picks, Browns training camps, even though we're not even at training camp, there tend to be these factions that develop and these battle royales that permeate not just on social media, but in my text messages. So, Mary Kay, I would ask you, what is the responsibility of the media? Because I've seen the local media under attack already for either comments about height or comments about Shador Sanders and his camera crews and all of that. Like, how is it that the media should cover these two rookie quarterbacks? Because it's not often that you see quarterbacks drafted like this in the same draft that compete immediately.
No, it's not often that you see something like this, and you're exactly right about that. There is a lot of commentary, there's a lot of feedback, and a lot of input from the outside. The Shador Sanders world, you know, the Sanders squad is one of the things that we are thinking about calling it. It rivals Manziel Mania and the Baker Bros. I mean, it is, they're out in full force, and you know what? Good for them. It's great that you can support a player that you love like that, and you're going to follow him into the pros, and you're going to have his back at all times. So he's got that. Dylan doesn't really have that kind of an army following him around like that, at least not yet. So you've got some of that. And then the other thing to consider here is the fact that 10 years ago, 12 years ago, or maybe even when RG3 and Kirk Cousins were both drafted in the same season, there wasn't even this much social media as there is now. Now, there's not just Twitter, but is, of course, Instagram and TikTok and everything else. And not only are we covering the football team with our own two eyes and being out there and watching and observing, but everybody else is covering rookie minicamp that doesn't even show up. You've got aggregations coming out of everywhere. And if one person says one thing about Shador, then people are just running with that and taking it as gospel. And I just kind of had to laugh after seeing all that, because even on the first day, oh, Shador won the day. And it was like, no, I was there. Shador didn't clearly win the day. I had people that very first day saying to me, oh, I thought Dylan won the day, and other people, Shador won the day. It's like, no, it's rookie minicamp. They're throwing two guys they just met. They're in shorts. They don't have install. They're just learning what's going on here. And it's too early to win rookie minicamp. But now there's just so much media, so much social media, that everything is just even ratcheted up so much more than it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Was even during those Johnny and Baker years.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Boy, this is a strong commentary, Mary Kay. I absolutely love it. I will admit this, that I had a couple of Facebook friends. Like, there's been some stuff that's been posted from sites that look legitimate but aren't legitimate. And I'm going, nah, that's – the Browns do not think that of Shedeur Sanders. They do not think that of Dillon Gabriel. It's kind of hard to focus on what's real and what's not, especially because, hey, Shedeur is a major star. But they did draft a quarterback in the third round, and I think that a lot of people who have no skin in the game – have no problem of pitting fans and media against each other or anything like that. But I think that as we go through this season, as we get ready to go through this season, it's just who's going to give us the best mix of youth, development, but also a chance to win football games. So I wrestle with this all the time, Mary Kay. I really like Joe Flacco, but I do believe in my heart of hearts, like, okay, he might be destined for New Orleans, or he might be destined for somewhere else, and that we're probably going to start this season with Kenny Pickett, and eventually we'll get to Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel, or Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I'm sticking with my original heading into OTA sort of quarterback depth chart, and I've said it on this show before. I'm going Kenny Pickett, number one right now. Dillon Gabriel, number two. And then after that, I would have Joe Flacco and Shedeur Sanders at 3 and 4, sometimes 4 and 3. Those guys will pick it up on the back end. But the other two guys, because of how the Browns felt about them and how they pursued them and when they pursued them, those two guys, in my mind, are 1 and 2. And I believe that's how it's going right now in the OTAs. Now, they can flip that script. They can flip that narrative. But they're starting out this way with going into it thinking that Kenny Pickett is – potentially going to start the season. Who knows? Joe may come from behind and win this thing because of his sheer experience, his knowledge of the system, and the fact that he has a lot of reps and games in with this particular offense and this crew. So who knows how it's going to turn out, but that's how it's going to be heading in. And no matter what anybody says on the outside, the Browns are going to stick to their guns. Now, one of the things that they are going to do, they will hold concurrent passing drills. They have to. You have to keep it on the level playing field. So you'll have a set of guys over here and a set of guys over there. And that's why they are adding bodies at the receiver position. They need a lot of receivers to help out with this competition and keep it as level as you can. You can't have Shedeur throwing to the tryout guys and Kenny Pickett throwing to Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku. You've got to mix it up and make sure that at least in the early going, everybody's getting a fair shake at this. So you'll see concurrent drills going on. I think that's a smart and wise idea. We're not out there until I think May 28th, but then we'll start to see how this is all shaking out.
The schedule came out last night. It starts off, it's a bit of a gauntlet to start things off. Cincinnati at Baltimore, Green Bay at Detroit, Minnesota and London. And then you get to the Steelers. I don't know what the Steelers are going to be, but that's always an interesting game before you get any sort of a let up. We don't know. You know, maybe Miami will still be good. We don't know. I don't want this to turn into 2018 because you got two rookie quarterbacks and neither of them were a number one overall pick. I mean, I want these guys to have a chance. This is a very big year. And obviously, next year is a very big draft. We got to make sure this thing is done right. They got to make sure Kevin Stefanski's safe throughout the entire season, do they not?
Well, I think just looking at that gauntlet at the beginning of the schedule with the two AFC North games, and then as you mentioned, you've got three really tough NFC teams, and then in there you're heading to London, and you've got a stretch where I'm not sure if you guys noticed this or not, but four out of five games on the road, or at least away from Huntington Bank Field. One of those is in London, considered a home game, but it's still, of course, on the road. Four of five games on the road. You've got to be able to get through that stretch alive and still relevant. And therefore, I do think that probably a veteran is going to start the season. I don't know for sure if it'll be Kenny. I don't know if Joe will come from behind and win this thing. But I think they need to get off to a strong start to keep everybody's head in the game. You don't want to be losing the Myles Garretts early and the Denzel Wards early on. And you really have to be ready not only to win two AFC North games right from the jump, but then you've got to go across the pond and face a Vikings team that's just coming right over from Dublin in the midst of that four out of five on the road. So you have to come out of that alive and ready to continue to try to make a push. So I would think one of the veterans will win this thing.
Mary Kay, the lack of primetime games is something that seems to be bothering part of the fan base. I don't know what percentage. Obviously, we're in the media, so maybe we're too close to it. We're in a bubble. We are selfish. We worry about deadlines and things of that nature. But for you, Mary Kay, how did you feel about all those 1 o'clock?
Well, I actually thought that they would get at least one primetime game. I mean, there are some exciting, interesting things going on here. Once again, you have arguably the best defensive player in the NFL on your football team. You've got some Pro Bowlers elsewhere in Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku. You've got an interesting quarterback situation, and who knows where that's going yet. So I really did think that they would get at least one primetime game, and I thought it was a little bit of a snub, a little bit of a slap in the face. I think they deserved something, but you know, when you only win three games, it's hard to get those choice times.
A light slap in the face, like they took off a silk glove and hit you.
Yeah. Would that have been the case, Mary Kay, if they would have drafted Shador number two overall, and he would have been definitively the guy at some point, or at least by, you know, halfway through the season? Do you think maybe they could have gotten one then?
Maybe. I think it's very curious that they don't have any. Fortunately for them, they have the London game, so that will add some spice and drama to it. But when you don't have any of those primetime games, it is hard for some of your star players to get their individual accolades because nobody really sees them. So I do think it's unfortunate for the Mileses and the Denzels and the Judys and the Davids and those kind of guys, because they might not be seen the way that they wish they were. But if they're good enough, they'll get what they deserve.
Mary Kay, Kevin, so do you have a record real quick from this schedule yet or no?
I don't, but for some reason, my mind keeps going to somewhere around 7-8. I really don't know what the quarterback situation is and what that quarterback is going to look like. So it is hard to handicap this football team. But right now, just looking at how tough this schedule is, I mean, it finishes really hard too. I mean, you look at those last three games, you're talking about Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. So even if they are still in the thick of it then, and of course everyone hopes that they are, you have to get through that ending gauntlet. So I'm right now at about 7-8. My mind can be changed depending on what I see from the quarterbacks.
Ripper, Tone. Ripper, you came after me. Ripper.
Look,
go after Mary Kay.
You asked her opinion. I would say everything you just described, tough stretch at the start, gauntlet down the stretch, and we don't know the quarterback situation. That kind of points to more where I am, three wins, than it does 7 or 8. I got to be honest with you, Mary Kay.
Well, let me explain. If you just don't turn the ball over 34 freaking times, And conversely, you take the ball away and you intercept it more than a league low four times, then you're going to add, in my mind, at least about three victories to your total over what happened last year. That was a turnover fest, and that's why decision-making and clean ball is going to be so important on the part of the quarterbacks this year, because they are not going to be, or at least they don't plan to be, losing the turnover battle in a big way every single week. And if you can win the turnover battle, you're going to win some football games.
The Canadian geese were just cheering Mary Kay for her excellent opinions in the background. Mary Kay, thank you so much for the time. Blessings to you and yours. All the very best, my friend.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What?
I don't know if you wanted to let her know that you also put an extra game when you did.
Hey, when you did it, yeah. Originally, and I was corrected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm pumped.
I don't know, I'm just trying to be so proud to be on the same wavelength as you.
Yeah, listen, I am pumped that we found not one but two rookie quarterbacks that won't turn the ball over. Because we know in this
they're going to run the ball.
Ground
and pound, baby.
Third and eight, they're running the ball.
Establish the run.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Establish the run.
All right, that's Mary Kay moments ago on what it's like to cover the Shador experience so far, along with the other quarterbacks on the roster. Reminding you, the Browns remain one of the biggest stories of the NFL. With a quarterback competition ahead, don't miss Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin's latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where they discuss all of the latest talk around what the Browns did in the draft and, of course, the schedule. Subscribe to the podcast now, 923thefan.com, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pod. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. You know, to the point that Mary Kay just made.
To the point that Mitch just cussed at me out in the hallway.
Why? Why would he do such a thing?
I had to use the restroom. I was a little bit late getting back.
You got
to
go. You got to go. Come on. We're pros here. We can work it out.
He cussed at me, you guys.
I don't think you can ever cuss at somebody for having to take care of things.
Call me fat like Scott Steiner.
That was partially in jest.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just say not 1 hour ago that you would be very excited?
I am.
If Mitch sent
a text. I didn't say I was upset. I said I'm excited. Good. Cuss me out in the hallway.
Well, I think Mitch
is
moving
up. Your show too, Mitch.
He's moving up the depth chart right now.
Is Mitch the new Max Strus of the station right now?
Good.
You wear a headband?
Cuss me out in the hallway, Mitch.
I love it.
So you're a grown man, too. You're a taxpayer.
Kenny, we just played the clip from Mary Kay from last segment about what it's like covering Shador. And she said, because of the social media is even ratcheted up that much more, you've got these Colorado and Shador fans from all over the country that are in battle mode every day, that this is actually right now a little bit even more than what it was when Johnny Football was here, which is pretty crazy because you took him in the first round. I mean, Shador is just a flyer fifth rounder. So is this going to be and this is part of the reason why the day after I'm like, why did they do this? But I'm glad they did this kind of thing because I thought it made our jobs easier. And, you know, we're always looking out for ourselves. Yeah. But as far as like doing what's best for the team, isn't that inherently the issue with having both these young quarterbacks is, I mean, you got one guy that has a huge national fan base.
I got to tell you.
But took him in the fifth round.
I think they're like bands now, man. I think every quarterback now, I don't know what it is. I think every quarterback has some fan base. I have my depth chart after rookie minicamp, which is, I mean, guys, it's radio, it's speculative, it's whatever. I have my depth chart after rookie minicamp, my personal depth chart, not a prediction on what the Browns are going to do. I'd pick it at the bottom. I'm getting cussed out by people in Pittsburgh. He went to Pitt, so that's half of it. I wouldn't get cussed out by Steelers fans. But I'm getting, like, they all have a fan base. They all have a fan base. Dylan has a fan base, certainly, over there. That was a major program. And obviously, Shador, as we're finding out, has a major, major league fan base there with a lot of people there. I don't think that that's part of it just in figuring it out. I would like to take off the flyer label as soon as I can if I see him play well. And if I see him play well, it's like, all right, take off the labels of flyer, rookie, round five, round three, and say, where do they fit? Where do they fit with this team? Because I want them to be able to lead this team to some sort of a victory. That's why, like, I heard Dan Orlovsky last night on ESPN talking about what he would do week one with this football team. And I'm like, man, I think that might just be a little bit too far.
If I'm the Browns, Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders will be my starting
week one. Why?
Yeah, because I either want to see if I struck gold and lucked into it like teams like a Derek Carr did for the Raiders or a Andy Dalton did for the Cincinnati Bengals or a Jalen Hurts did for the Eagles.
Or Russ did
right.
for the Seahawks.
Exactly. So I want to know if one of those guys or I have two first-round picks next year and I want to get to one of those two first-round picks for a quarterback next year. So I'm starting one of those rookies and they're going to play the great majority of my season.
That's audio courtesy ESPN. He doesn't have that much time to explain it, but that explanation is asinine. I'm not trying to go after him, but I am. Because Russell Wilson started because Pete Carroll thought that he could take care of himself and take care of the offense. He convinced him during that offseason and training camp that he could lead this football team to victory. You can't just figure out whether or not, hey, he either sinks or swims. No. I don't need to do that. I mean, we always hear stories about kids getting thrown in the deep end of the pool and, hey, you can either swim or not. That usually comes with a lot of frustration with water wings and all the other things where it's like, all right, dad's just going to toss him out there and he's going to see whether or not. And by the way, if the kid starts to drown, dad just stand up on the diving board and let it happen. Because that's what the Browns have done in past. Look at DeShone Kizer. You can't just put a guy out there. Well, we got to see whether or not we struck gold. How many times has the Browns put a guy out there who's young, who wasn't ready, and we did not strike gold? Every single time? Every single time. Not once, not twice. Every single time we've done it. And most of the franchises that have ever done it have had the same thing happen to them. Russell Wilson is not an example to me. Pete Carroll is a much better football coach than that. That sounds dumb to me and irresponsible.
But hold on. Is it irresponsible if the guy, like Dylan Gabriel, for instance, he started 64 games? I mean, that is so many games. The reason why you would even have Dylan Gabriel is because you value his experience. You feel like playing in so many different offenses, so many different offensive coordinators. Like you feel like that guy can grasp a new offense and do it at the next level. When we've seen, there are plenty of quarterbacks that come right in.
And if I were ready to take
Bo Nix could do it.
If I were ready to take on Penn State, I would have no problem throwing Dylan Gabriel out there week one without seeing.
Would you have started Bo Nix last year week
one? I'm talking about Dylan Gabriel right now. without seeing anything that he's done in training camp, I'd have no problem throwing Dylan Gabriel out there. But again, Bo Nix, Sean Payton's a much better football coach.
Is it because of the round he was drafted in?
No.
Okay.
No. I just said I want to take these labels off of them.
So you're saying never start quarterbacks in that first year.
That's not what I said.
Okay,
that's
so
not at all what I
okay,
said.
Okay, so clarify. What's the difference?
Well, listen
then?
To me, and I think it clarifies itself.
I'm having trouble following along here.
I really don't think it's hard to follow along. Okay. I don't want guys thrown out there before they're ready.
Well, but if they obvious. Prove, wait a second.
And obvious, I said, I'll okay, say it for the third okay. time. If they prove themselves to be ready in training
on.
Camp,
is that something that needs to be?
Why
said?
Do I have to parrot myself with you?
Is that something?
Just
that,
listen to what I'm saying.
Do you feel like that was a big awakening we just had? Ken Carman says, "Don't throw them out there until they're ready." Obviously.
Well, obviously,
what coach is throwing out their quarterbacks when they're not?
Well,
ready?
I just had Dan Orlovsky advocate for it. I just had Dan Orlovsky advocate for it.
No,
that's what it is. You just gave me these examples. Well, Dylan Gabriel started a bunch of college football games.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't mean he's ready for the NFL.
Sure, but maybe he is. And then obviously if they thought he was, they'd start him.
That's why they go through practice and
yes.
training camp to figure that out.
Yes.
I'm not ruling it out. I'd be skeptical, but I'm not as close to it as they are. I'm just not going to say that they need to advocate and throw either of those quarterbacks out there. That's why I'm much closer to starting Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett to start the year. Because they have seen NFL defenses before.
Man, it is
One,
interesting.
Seen a lot of them.
It is interesting. You bring up Joe Flacco, and I don't know, nothing's changed. We've just had rookie minicamp, so obviously those are the guys that were going to be there. We don't even know how much we're going to see Joe Flacco get reps at all once training camp starts. But you just mentioned Joe Flacco, and he's kind of been out of sight, out of mind to me, to the point where I'm like, is he even going to be on the roster when the season starts?
I'm going to get killed for this. And I know I am, and it's okay, because everybody wants to see the Christmas presents, so they're going to want to see Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, but fine. I think that more people are with you. They feel it's going to be a 3 or 4 win football team instead of a 6 or 7 win football team the way I am. So do you guys just want to rip the Band-Aid off? What the hell's the point of Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco when you got two rookies there and we got to figure out whether or not we have a quarterback for next year? 216-474-0092. I think it's completely irresponsible. But I think I'm going to lose this argument with everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.